This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It is a Friday morning. We have that little extra pep in our step this morning because we're looking at the weekend. We're very happy about that. Hopefully you are too. We may have some storms this afternoon.
Not happy about that.
No, real happy about that at all. As long as I'm home in time, I'm good. Just don't want my car out in the middle of that when it happens. But the sometime between like noon and 4 or 5, they're expecting it's pretty broad range. Mm-hmm. And if you're to the south of St. Louis, you're in a higher risk area. I think it's like a 2 or 3 in the greater St. Louis area. It's like a category 4 risk down there. I guess the conditions will be ripe, as they would say, for some heavier weather.
I just watched the movie Twisters, which I think is on, Twisters. And I think it's on Amazon Prime. And these teenagers, well, they look like teenagers, maybe they're early 20s, not the point. They drive into the tornado because they're trying to come up with this way to basically defuse it, to get it to stop. But my husband and I are joking, like, how many people would be dumb enough to watch a movie like that and think that they, too, can drive into the middle of a tornado and just park their vehicle there?
Yeah. I don't know.
You can't do that, folks. If you watch that movie, just know ahead of tonight's severe weather, don't do that.
Not smart, for sure, if you're going to try something like that. Not smart at all, for sure. Hey, you know, today is National Bike to Work Day. And there are a bunch of bicyclists who are biking downtown to City Hall, apparently, to draw attention to safety on the roads.
I thought you were going to say carbon emissions and how awful everything is. Maybe all the progressives can ride to the Capitol today.
That right now, I think they're mainly concerned with traffic safety on Gravois and some different places in the city. I don't know. I'm not one that is in favor of how restrictive they've made these things. When I was a Wildwood city councilman, they were trying to really pass some ridiculous laws out there for no reason. I had to ask the police chief at the time to step up to the mic and say, how many incidents like this have we had in the last 2 years? And he said, none. I'm like, why are we passing additional laws to protect bikers if we haven't had this particular problem in the they wanted to basically be able to fine you if you blew your horn at somebody riding a bike. Because it might startle them. And I'm going, okay, well, I see that. But we haven't had any issues like that. So why are we doing this? And it was some national effort by some biking group to get these laws in effect all around the country, even though it's not a problem all around the country.
Well, if you're riding your bike recklessly, you should have the horn.
Well, you also shouldn't be able to block the road. So the problem out there is on Wild Horse Creek Road and some of these places where there aren't sidewalks or bike lanes because it's a narrow 2-lane road. That's a problem. I don't think you should be able to do that. Obviously, they've gotten laws passed that allow them to do that. I think it's kind of ridiculous myself, but just so you can exercise. Sorry. Find a bike path or go to the Katy Trail. I think it's pretty much pretty simple. All right, we got lots to get to for you. Next hour, we're going to talk to Senator Ben Brown. Amendment 3, a different version of it, is going to be back on the ballot, something that would fix abortion on demand up until a birth. And, of course, it's drawing a lot of heat from the pro-murder groups who don't like the fact that it's going to go before the voters again. But Ben Brown has passed a bill, he sponsored it, and it passed, that's on its way to the governor's desk, so with some interesting implications. One of the challenges has been all of the money that pours in from out of state to support these things. Now, out of state money can't be donated to politicians in the state, but it can be donated to issues that are on the ballot, like initiative petitions, like making abortion legal in the Constitution. This bill would stop that. To what extent, I don't know. We're going to ask the senator about it coming up here at 7:08 and find out what the odds are that the governor is going to sign this. He's going to join us here at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, in about an hour. We got Congressman Eric Burleson on a little bit later in the show, and Adam Schnelting as well, the senator who introduced the previous question, the PQ that got this issue back on the ballot. That's all coming up on the show. We got lots of stuff to get to for you. But right now, Ethan, let's check out the top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I'm very concerned for his life, and James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Wow. Tulsi Gabbard talking last night on the Jesse Waters program. Of course, she has seen the tweet that James Comey, former FBI director, put out, basically calling for somebody to kill President Trump. There's really no other way to interpret it, and Comey's excuse does not hold water.
Well, I think most Americans understand what's going on with the Democratic Party. Their leader is Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, and she years ago she took a left, a sharp left, and kept driving.
As only John Kennedy can put it, but he is absolutely right. Common sense is knocking, but she refuses to answer the door.
A majority of our elected representatives have failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government.
Oh, if you needed another reason to not ever listen to another Bruce Springsteen song, there it was, out lecturing people at one of his concerts. I'm sorry. I wouldn't know. There you go. Here we go.
Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong.
What? What? I have a question, Kim. Has Jake Tapper had a stroke or something? Do you think that something has happened to Jake Tapper? I don't know what it is. This is the man who for 4 years flat denied that there was anything wrong with Joe Biden, argued with everybody, refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop, refused to cover the fact that Hunter Biden was traveling the world, enriching himself, using the influence of his father when he was vice president and again when he was president. And it was obvious for everybody to see, but Jake Tapper was one of the leading defenders of that situation. And now Jake Tapper has a book out blaming the White House staff for hiding Joe Biden's ineptitudes. And now he's also started to admit that Donald Trump was right all along about Hunter Biden. I don't know what he's after. I mean, he must be so afraid of losing his job at CNN that he's just trying to sell a bunch of books so he can bank the money.
I don't know what's going on. People like Jake Tapper, people like Chris Cuomo, who is so vehemently against the COVID shot, and then he was vaccine injured, and then all of a sudden there's a change of tune.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what is happening?
Listen to Tapper here. Excuse the music in the background, but I pulled this off of YouTube. But listen to this.
Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong. $4 million in income in 2017, and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
Once you none of that is president, true. He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
So it's from two different debates, but, I mean, Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong.
Don't you almost wonder if that's AI? I'm not saying it
is. It's not AI.
I'm not saying it is, but it's so, it seems so crazy for him to be saying something like that, that's where my brain goes.
Well, it's
like,
it's from
who
his...
Who has a gun to his head and is forcing him to say this?
Well, right, right. Oh, no, I agree with that. But it was so obvious to everyone. And you've got Republicans who, Paul Manafort, who was sent to jail for failing to register as a foreign agent. And Hunter Biden was never even charged with that when it would have been completely legal to charge him before his dad issued a wide-ranging pardon that covered a 11-year period of his life so that they couldn't go back and charge him for failing to register as a foreign agent when he was clearly working as a foreign agent. It's just the hypocrisy is just rich on that stuff, I have to tell you. Well, glad Jake Tapper's awake. That's a good thing, isn't it? I guess. I don't know. Hey, well, remember the latest on TikTok that the president gave it another reprieve, another 90 days? They're trying to get somebody in the U.S. to buy it. We know who that is. His name is Reed Rasner. He's trying to put together a deal that would help him purchase TikTok and move its headquarters to Wyoming. So you can't get much more American than Wyoming. We'll find out more about that. We're going to talk to Reed a little later in the show, about 8:35 today. So be sure and check it out, or at least download the podcast if you have to miss that hour of the show. It's going to be a good one. We're going to be back with the check of business here at the bottom of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Just a minute. Stay tuned.
I'm very concerned for his life, and James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard yesterday, in case you missed it, if you're watching on the socials, it's not hard to find. This is the picture that James Comey tweeted out with no comment. He claims he was walking on the beach and found this. It says 86-47.
Sure. I'm sure he stumbled across it.
So, of course, the 86 referring to kill somebody and the 47 Donald Trump. There's no doubt about it. He later deleted it with the comment, saw this, thought it was a political statement, but didn't understand that it was calling for his death, so I deleted it. He was the director of the FBI. I've never been in law enforcement. I know what it means if you're going to 86 somebody. You're going to sink them. It was a very poor example of judgment on the part of James Comey. Of course, we are well aware of James Comey's history of making bad decisions, dating back to the decision not to charge Hillary Clinton with multiple violations of emailing top secret information all over the world, right? I mean, she was flying around the world emailing things out. And of course, he admitted that, but he never saw fit to charge her with anything.
Secretary Clinton said, "I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material." Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Yeah, so, of course, he didn't charge her. He didn't recommend it. He didn't even further the charges to the FBI, which under a Democrat would not have prosecuted her anyway. But now we've got a situation where he is under investigation and by the Secret Service. Listen to Tulsi last night.
We're taking this very seriously. As you mentioned, the Department of Homeland Security and specifically Sean Curran, the current Secret Service director, a man who has been willing to lay down his life as the lead of President Trump's Secret Service detail for years now. He takes this seriously and is leading the investigation into this threat.
Yeah. I don't know. I look at this and I think to myself, how could Comey, who of course has been in bed with Brennan and all these other folks with Trump derangement syndrome, who did everything he could to encourage the lawfare against Donald Trump when he was out of office, now suddenly claim that he didn't understand what 8647 meant?
So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think that he, as a former FBI director, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this actually was calling for. The dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and the Democrat elite and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, this is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for.
Yeah.
I don't believe the story, obviously, that, oh, I just stumbled across it. I took a picture. Even if that were true, okay, let's just play that out. How stupid are you to post a picture of it thinking there would be no consequences? I mean, really? This is dumb.
Well, it was on his verified account. He had basically admits he posted it.
Well, yeah.
Did he just think it was funny? Was he day drinking and
that's
wandering
down the
beach?
I mean, how stupid are you to think that that is funny and that that's not going to have consequences?
Well, again, I mean, I'm glad they're investigating it. I don't know if it's a jailable offense. It's really hard to prove intent there. Did he just think it was funny and he was being a smart aleck by tweeting it out? It's not like he wrote the words, "Somebody should go kill Donald Trump." And he claims he found it on the beach, and he's not the one that did it. You have to also take him at his word for that. But I'm glad they're at least investigating it. Maybe it, the fact that there could potentially be consequences stops the next idiot, but I doubt it because there are a lot of them. And most of them don't pay any attention to things like that. All right, coming up, we'll get you a check of business. Nicole Murray, right after the break. Stay tuned.
You know, it would be harder to beat them if they were normal and things. It shows that they're almost insane. And they do suffer from Trump derangement syndrome at a high level. And I guess I'm honored by that.
Donald Trump on his trip back home from the UAE, I believe it is. And we're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson about some of what's going on. There have been some questions about keeping or deleting parts of the National Firearms Act as part of this reconciliation bill. My understanding is they backed away from they were going to eliminate the tax stamp that was required to be purchased, or maybe eliminate suppressors from it altogether, and they've chickened out, it appears. We're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson about that this morning. So be sure and stay tuned for that. We'll get to that for you coming up in the Capitol beat. Right now, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm thrilled that it's Friday.
Oh, you! I know. You know, when we talked the other day, you were trying to find pet care. Did that work out for you?
Yes, I am going to go through a sitter through my parents. It's been a whole drama, but I think we're finally handled somewhat.
So you avoided the kennel route?
Yes. I've heard,
get expensive.
Honestly, I've heard nightmare stories about the kennels, honestly. just like friends of mine that have worked in it, and it was never going to be a route that I was going to.
The dog I used to have loved it. I would bring him there, and I would let him off his leash, and he knew exactly where to run. He just sprint away from me, like zero interest in me or anything. It was like, all right, see ya, hanging out with my friends.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
He had a lot of sniffing to do. He didn't need you around. He was
clearly
busy. He was going to be busy. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for that image, though, Mark.
I'm just saying that the dogs know what they're there for. So that's it.
The ladies.
Well, good. I'm glad you got that taken care of. What's going on in the business world out there?
All right. So futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 271. The NASDAQ down 34. The S&P 500 up 24. America's commercial casinos had their best year ever in 2024, winning over $72 billion and setting a record for the fourth straight year. While commercial casino revenue rose nationwide in 2024, it fell to nearly $1.9 billion in Missouri, a 2.1% decline. Missouri regulators have begun accepting applications for sports betting in the state as they race to write rules and launch the program before the December 1st deadline set in a voter-approved law. The Missouri Gaming Commission this week voted to advance rules allowing wagering at casinos, near sports stadiums, and online. State application forms went live Thursday. The commission plans to finalize rules by August 30th and hit a December 1st deadline to begin allowing sports bets. The White House has announced President Trump facilitated over $200 billion in commercial deals between the U.S. and the United Arab Emirates during his visit to the Middle Eastern country. One of the agreements includes a $14.5 billion commitment from Etihad Airways to invest in a 28 manufactured aircrafts from Boeing and GE Aerospace. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon said President Trump's tariffs are too high and it will raise prices on some items as Trump's global trade war increases the company's costs. The price hikes will begin later this month. Microsoft offered to unbundle its Office 365 and Microsoft 365 software suites from its Teams workplace communication app to address competition concerns from European regulators. The European Commission said Microsoft made commitments to address concerns over the tying of Teams to its widely used productivity tools such as Word and Outlook. And finally, a list of places women refuse to go on a first date has been released, and it is going viral. Some of the locations include Starbucks, The Person's House, IHOP, and church. But at the top of the list, Cheesecake Factory.
Refuse to go?
Well, there's too many choices at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, come on.
The menu is huge.
Yeah, but the lighting is nice and low. It's like a nice romantic ambiance. I would consider it not maybe an upscale restaurant, but a nicer place where, you know, we're not going to a McDonald's.
I mean, why not Starbucks?
Would you go to White Castle on a first date?
No, that would be an automatic turnoff. the house thing is weird. You should not go to someone's house on the first date. I did go on like a 7-mile hike with my husband, and everyone's like, really, Kim? That was your choice?
Like into the woods with somebody you never met before was your first date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. It wasn't my smartest move, but obviously things worked out. We got married. He didn't murder me.
You dodged a bullet there, no pun intended.
And I covered stories like that as a reporter, and I still decided it was a good idea. But anyway, that's beside the point. The White Castle's a hard no. I would go to maybe Cheesecake Factory, but I think a lot of women want to feel like a guy's taking time to pick a nice place, and it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be really expensive, but sometimes women don't like the chain thing. They want to feel like it's some unique spot that the guy, took time to think about.
I mean, I just, I don't think Cheesecake Factory is a bad option. I don't think Starbucks is a bad option.
I don't think Starbucks is a bad option. Coffee's a great date.
Yeah, sometimes you only need the 15 minutes to figure out if it's going to mesh or not.
Well, and the first one is pricey anyway. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would not want to go there. I love that place.
Or like a walk where, not necessarily in the woods like I did, but not advocating for that, but a walk where you're not having, like, the dinner thing can be kind of awkward on a first date because you're just staring at each other eating. And depending on what you're eating, that can be weird. So if you're walking or doing an activity, at least you're not having to stare at each other the entire time. And there's things you can talk about while you're doing that.
What I hear is Kim didn't like making eye contact at first.
Well, you don't just sit there and eat. You talk to each other. You get to know each other.
But yeah. I went on a first date one time with a guy, not my husband, who we ate like, not pad thai. What am I thinking of? The soup. You know, like the...
Oh, like
the
sure.
Chinese egg drop soup or something?
No.
Pho.
No. Pho, thank you. We had pho. I mean, that is really good. I love pho, but it's so messy. Like, it's just not a cute thing to be eating in
front really
of somebody.
I was really about to ask you to bleep that. I wasn't sure what you were saying there for a minute.
So please tell me, if people pronounce it pho, it looks P-H-O. People always think it's pho, but it's pronounced pho.
Woohoo!
And that's the end of the word, Mark. There's nothing else that follows that.
I didn't know that. When I ask my wife out on a date, we lived in South Carolina, and she lived in sort of a rural, smaller area town. She refused to let me know where she lived. Her dad was a cop, and she was raised right. And she insisted that we meet at a bar called the Lazy Islander there in South Carolina. We met in between. It was over closer to Clemson, and we met and had drinks there. You know, which was smart. You know, she lived alone and didn't want me to know where she lived. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her at all.
She probably still feels that way, but I don't know.
I don't know. I let guys pick me up, but I'm in a big apartment complex where when I walk out of the building, they don't know which one I'm coming from.
Oh, nice.
If I don't want the awkwardness. And I could talk to a rock. I could strike up a conversation with a wad of gum if it could talk back to me. I love talking to people, meeting new people. But there's something about the first date thing. Like, I'd rather, if I could, meet you there so that if it's weird, I can just be like, all right. See ya. I don't want to have the awkward drive back.
Yeah, okay, but I like feeling like a pretty princess that doesn't have to drive herself.
You know? There you go. You definitely want to be picked up if you can.
Lisa on Facebook, Mama sure. K, says they went four-wheeling on their first date. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool. See, I'd do something like that.
Again, you're going into the woods with somebody you don't
know.
No,
you can do four-wheeling outside of the woods.
Where do you four-wheel
just
outside of the woods?
Bring like a weapon or something, Nicole, if you do that.
All right.
Don't take dating advice from us, Nicole.
Maybe like a crossbow or something.
Good
cool.
Shape.
Yeah, bring a crossbow. That won't freak the guy out. Nothing to see here. Just my crossbow.
Have safe travels this weekend, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday. We appreciate that. Yeah, I've always told my daughters and taught my son that it's to me, old school, it's a sign of respect. I don't want my daughter having to drive somewhere to meet some, not on the first date maybe, but I don't want my daughter driving somebody to have to meet them somewhere. They should, at least on the first date, they're going to come to our house and they're going to come up to the door mm-hmm. and meet me face to face. And they should be opening the door for her when she gets to the car. And I've always taught my son to do that if he's picking up a young lady. It's just the proper thing to do.
I dated a guy in high school. He like, not all the time, but I think a couple times he'd like honk when he got there. And my parents were like, you've got to
no,
be
no. That's a no go.
I did not marry him.
You are not leaving this house till that individual comes to the door. I don't care if it's a second or third date, beeping in the driveway does not get it done.
No. But it's just a safety thing for me, feeling like I have more of the control when I'm not. But I agree. Like, there's something about the respect and the just, you know, courting a woman, courting a date, to be able to pick her up and, like you said, opening the doors.
Mm-hmm.
But some women nowadays, and I have this irks me, it's like they're all about, and I probably used to be like this, and I'm definitely not anymore. It's like, no, I can open my own door. And it's like they want the men to court them, but they also, it's like this power struggle where they're
right.
They're adamant about showing that they don't need no man to do that for them. So it's like they don't want the guy to open the door.
It'd be a one-time date.
It's like they do. It's a lose-lose for the guy. It's like they want the guy to try to do it, but they want to prove that they don't need that they can do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that.
How do they feel about making sandwiches?
Yeah, is that what you tell your wife?
I'm just kidding.
Go make me a sandwich.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke. It was a joke. All right, coming up, we'll get to In Other News here in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, two Missouri State Senators on the air. We're going to talk to Ben Brown, and we're going to talk to Adam Schnelting about the end of the – now, technically, the session doesn't end till 6 o'clock tonight, but the Senate has already recessed. They're not going back, and they got a couple big things done. We're going to talk to Ben and Adam about how that happened and what happens next on this Amendment 3 issue. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So weirdly there, we were talking about, of course, dating and how first dates start off. But this is a kind of a disturbing study that came out about how what happens when relationships end sometimes, tragically. Men are more likely to die of broken heart syndrome than women. And apparently it's a condition like the broken heart is in, they have a heart attack because they get so depressed over something than women. Now, this example uses it like the loss of a loved one or something like that. But most patients suffer heart failure. And I mean, it's more likely to happen in men. They surveyed 200,000 adults, and that's how they reached this this determination.
I think it depends on the person's personality, and because obviously we having just lost my mom and, you know, my dad now being alone. I mean, but all things considered, like, he's doing well. I mean, I use that word carefully, but when you look at the ranking of like the stressful events in someone's life, losing a loved one is always at the top. A spouse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is so this 11% of men in this group of 200,000 adults who were hospitalized with broken heart syndrome, supposedly from 2016 to 2020, 11% died, and only 5% of the women. So,
wow.
I don't know. It's a fairly, it's statistically significant, certainly. It's double the amount for men.
Yeah, that's sad. What also is sad, Morris, the alligator, he's, well, they call him a movie star, but he was best known for his role in Happy Gilmore. The alligator died on Sunday, rather.
Really?
They don't know how...
still alive?
He was still alive. They said they don't know exactly how old he was, but they said based on his growth rate and tooth loss, they think he was over 80 years old. He appeared in several films and television shows over the years, including Dr. Dolittle 2. Of course, I mentioned Happy Gilmore. And then he was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno alongside the late Steve Irwin. So this was some famous crocodile or alligator, I guess I should say. Yeah. I didn't know he'd been in other movies. I don't know, but I absolutely remember him from Happy Gilmore.
You didn't know the difference between alligator and crocodile, right?
Well, I know they're different, but I couldn't sit here and point out to you the specific differences.
You see one later and another one after a while.
I don't know.
Thank you, Ethan. He deserves crickets for that one.
Yeah, you need to know that. It's a life skill. How about this lost hiker? Goes hiking in the mountains of California and is gone for 3 weeks. And everybody assumed the worst, right? Well, just so happens this young lady got lost and stumbled across an empty resort, like a lodge. And
what?
The owner intentionally leaves the door unlocked just in case. Well, this woman was able to get in there and find food, I guess canned food or something, and keep herself alive. And this guy went to check on his resort, which he's getting ready to open up for the season, and found the door open. And this woman comes running out into his arms, and all she wanted was a hug. Like she'd been lost for 3 weeks.
I saw the pictures of her. I can't believe that she was able to survive.
Yeah, wow. They've been searching 600 square miles of the Sierra Nevada forest.
I mean, you've heard, thank goodness it sounds like she found food that she could eat there, but you've heard about the lengths people have gone, like eating crazy things to just stay alive.
Hmm.
Yep.
That's why I don't hike.
There you go. I just like to hike in the woods for 7 miles on a first date. Yeah. Hey, did you see this crazy video that's gone viral out of Texas where there was this SUV that was trying to tow a sedan? I guess they were trying to help this girlfriend out, didn't have money to afford a towing company, so said, I'll do it myself. But there was some broken axle that led to the sedan they were towing. I mean, going back and forth on the interstate, and you can see all the traffic trying to stay away from this car because who knows if it's just going to all of a sudden detach.
Well, I thought it was doctored when I saw the van. I'm like, there's no way
somebody
was this stupid.
No, but they're that stupid, Mark.
Yeah. Apparently they were. Like, the car was weaving all over the place. I didn't even know how they kept going.
Did you see this, Sue?
Where was it?
Oh, go. It was out of Texas. You
I
need
thought
to
it
go
was
Google
Arkansas
this.
When no, no, no. I don't know. Hey, listen, Harvard's gotten some bad publicity recently, for good reason, I would argue. But they thought they had a cheap copy of the Magna Carta. They bought it for $30 years ago, and it ends up, it's now been carbon dated to 1300, and they believe it was actually an original issued by Britain's King Edward I.
Wow.
The original Magna Carta was from 1215. They dated this one to a 1300 version, and there were only four copies of the original, and it's believed there were believed to be only six copies of the 1300 version, and they've got one of them. It could be worth millions. They're not planning to sell it or anything, but it's just weird. A couple of their researchers went back and did some research on this wrinkled-looking document and found out it might be authentic.
Yeah, how does that happen, the mix-up?
I don't know.
They can use that money if they do sell it to compensate for some of the federal funding that's been pulled from them.
Yeah, they can make up to the professor's salaries, maybe.
Jeez. Hey, did you hear that the U.S. Virgin Islands government is now suing Pepsi and Coca-Cola because they're claiming that they're contributing to the plastic waste problem? They're saying that they deceive consumers by advertising their single-use plastic bottles and as an environmentally responsible choice. And it's actually not. So they're suing them. I mean, that's where I just question some of these lawsuits where I'm like, guys, I mean, really, did we actually think that this was super environmentally safe? It's a plastic bottle.
Well, I've seen those big
I know you can recycle
pictures
it,
of those
but
big floating piles of debris and garbage floating around in the ocean. I don't know.
But is that Pepsi and Coke's
no,
fault?
No, probably not.
That's the person who dumped it. That's their fault.
That'll
sue them.
Dismissed. Yeah, thank you. That was dumb. Coming up, we're going to get to Missouri Senator Ben Brown on a bill that might stop outside money from coming in and funding campaigns in Missouri.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.